Thank you, Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio. Praise God. Good to see all of you here today. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one. And we bless your holy name from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you today, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice. We make a choice to rejoice and be glad in this day. And we thank you, Lord, your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being in the midst tonight. Thank you, Lord, for always meeting us here. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly. We don't take it for granted. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We just ask you right now and thank you even in advance for touching each and every one of us as we're listening here today. We thank you for a touch, Lord God, because one touch from you can turn everything around. We thank you for a life-changing touch tonight. We thank you for confirmation tonight. We thank you for clarity tonight. We thank you for direction tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. All that you want to do tonight, we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we give you glory. And, Lord, we thank you for our speaker tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you so much for our speaker tonight and all this month in the name of Jesus. You orchestrated this by your spirit, and you do all things well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited. I'm always excited about what God is doing. It's such a wonderful thing to follow him and to listen to what he says, you know, and to do it. It can be sometimes it's like working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He always comes through on everything. Amen. And so there are times where I will know who our guest going to be, and I will know it well in advance. You know, he'll have me to, he'll tell me well in advance, you know, what to do, because I do what he says to do. That makes it so easy. Amen. So at any rate, told me about what he wanted to have on this broadcast this month. But I'm going ahead of myself. I'm going to back up just a moment. I'll come back to today. But I really, really have to once again thank Pastor Price and her family, Minister Joy, Arthur Amber, for helping last week on the broadcast. We had our Pastor Shirley Bird, and she preached last week. I got blessed. And people were telling me how blessed they got from the broadcast, from the word that was preached on last Thursday with Pastor Shirley Bird. So if you didn't hear it, it's okay. You can go back into our podcast, into our archives, and listen to it. You just Google Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio. And it aired on May the 27th. So you can go back to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And she was saying how the Lord will make a way of escape. Amen. I mean, it just blessed me all week long. Amen. It's still blessing me right now. And so anyway, Pastor Price and Minister, Pastor Price was the host. Minister Joy and Arthur Amber helped in the background. And it was just a beautiful thing. And I really appreciated that. Now, my birthday was last week. It was last Friday. So I was blessed with a staycation at a hotel and went there and just relaxed, had a wonderful time with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had such a nice time, you know, last weekend. And then I just stayed, you know, overnight and then went home and had a wonderful fish dinner with Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom and Elder Pam, and just had a really, really wonderful birthday. Got a lot of surprises, and, you know, people were sending me, you know, things from all over the place. And I just thank God for each and every one of you for the gifts that were sent. And all the phone calls, the text, the Cash App, the Google Pay, all of that, all of the above, just bless me. Hallelujah. The Lord has a way of just kind of letting you know, yeah, I put people around you that love you. Amen. Amen. And I love you, and I thank you all so much for all that you did. Amen. Hallelujah. Another year here. I keep seeing it seemed like the weather changed and around my birthday, and it stayed around my age for a little while. I was like, oh, my, the weather is my age again. Amen. Amen, amen. So, back to today. Hallelujah. And so, the Lord said to me to have the friends of Get 'Em Radio, because I couldn't have everybody, you know, that's a friend of Get 'Em Radio to be on. He just, you know, gave me a few of you guys, and hopefully this is something that we're going to do in the future. And, you know, the friends of Get 'Em Radio that have been just really supportive listeners, just very faithful. You know, we wanted to have just a few of you guys, a few of you all to speak on the broadcast this every Thursday in June. So we're starting tonight with Minister Carey, and I had to laugh. We were laughing on the phone because actually the Lord said that he wanted her to be the first one, and I talked to the other people, and I didn't tell them what the Lord said, you know, because it was just, you know, a little whiff of what he said. And everyone said, no, no, I can't do it the first time. No, I can't do it. I'm doing something else or something, something, something. And it ended up just the way that the Lord wanted it to be. That's God. Amen. So we're going to have Minister Carey Head, who is here with us tonight. Very excited to hear from her. And I'm excited to hear from all of these, our speakers this month. Next Thursday, we're going to have Evangelist Shirley Taylor will be with us next week. And then the week after that, which is the 17th of June, we're going to have her daughter, Sister Janza Preston, will be with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to end with our dear Reverend Treva. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, and I thank God for the faithfulness of all of the people who are going to be speaking, and all of you, because so many of you have just been so faithful, and you've been with us. Amen. And so I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. So let us go to our speaker for the evening. I know Minister Carey Head. I met her. Gosh, I'm trying to remember how I met her. But I believe it was through the Apostolic Women. I think you can correct me with that. And we just kind of got to know each other. I know we've been on at least one team together, and we put a program together with the Apostolic Women. And I've just found her to be just a beautiful woman of God, you know, loves the Lord. And you talk about someone who's a faithful supporter, a faithful listener and supporter of Get 'Em Radio. She is. And most every broadcast that we have, she's there. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I thank God for her, you know, to see her number pop up. It's like, oh, praise God, there she is. And then when she can't be here, I usually hear from her to hear, okay, I need to go out of town, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And so she doesn't have to do that, you know, but I thank God. I thank God for her. So I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Minister Carey Head.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Amen.
And we did. That was one of the things. That was we did meet at that place. So as we were there, so and the other ladies too. So I am so glad that. I had a chance to participate in even ministering to the girls that we did. So I thank the Lord for that.
Yeah. So I know we did the human trafficking. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
And we worked on that together to, just highlight that and let people know more about what was going on with human trafficking here in St. Louis, which it was very interesting to hear why, and I'll just say quickly, why human trafficking is really kind of big around this area. And we found out it was because of the highways. So many highways around here that people can get in and out very quickly. So we continue to keep that in prayer in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. So, Minister Carey, let's start tonight with what is your favorite scripture? Now, we know we're going to give you a time to expound on that later, but just let us know what the scripture is.
The favorite one I have is Isaiah 54:10. And it says, though the mountain be shaken and hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you.
All right. Amen. I'm looking forward to hearing about that one. Amen. So we're going to give you some time before we open up the lines to talk about that. That scripture, that's good. Amen. That if you want a warm and fuzzy, that'll give it to you. Praise God. Amen. I like a blessed spirit scripture. Glory, hallelujah. So, all right. So let's jump into our interview. We want to start off talking about your salvation experience. Take us back to when you got saved.
Okay. My first experience with the Lord was when I was about 13 years old. A gentleman came to our church, a pastor, and as he was speaking, the Holy Spirit drew me, just got my attention and drew me to him. And when he opened the invitation to come up, I don't even remember going up, but that's when they used to have chairs in front of the church. And I went up, and he just drew me. It was such a peace, and it got my attention. So, but through the years after that, I didn't really mature in Christ. I didn't have the teaching. I wasn't able to ask the questions or things to be explained, but that was the first experience. And then when I was in my 30s, I think I was about 31 years old, and things were so going on so in my life about in that time that the Lord drew me again, and I gave my life totally and began to walk with him at that time. So that's it.
Oh, amen. Amen. That's kind of like when I think about my life, but mine was 16 and 36.
Okay.
So it was like 20 years apart, you know. And when you say the chairs up front, that sounds like the Baptist church.
It was.
Was it
a
Baptist?
It was.
Okay. I was like, yeah, I remember the chairs. Hallelujah. And then you go up by Christian experience or candidate for baptism.
Right. And at that time when I went up, I remember my mom or my aunt was saying, you really didn't know what I was doing at that time. So I didn't have a person to really talk, but I knew it was different. I knew something was different. And it gave me a hunger. So through the years, my sister and I, we would sit out in the yard. You sit out in the yard by that during that time, and we would actually talk to God. But that close relationship was not there then. We just knew, and we dreamed, and we talked about it, you know. But But then later years after that, then I really began to know what it was to walk with him and to feel that peace and walk in it.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you and your sister sat in the yard and were talking to God?
Uh-huh. My youngest sister, we would sit out and we talk about it now sometimes. We would just sit, you know, we used to sit on the front porch, and I used to sit on the front porch. And we'd be looking up, you know, to the sky, and we'd be talking. Because that same day, Ruth, her name is Ella Ruth, she came up with me. And we reminisced, you know, remembered what had happened, but we didn't have the knowledge of it. But we knew something was different.
Amen. That is very sweet. Hallelujah. And so then, what about water baptism? Did you get? Were you a candidate for water baptism?
Yes, we did. We did. My mom did let us go ahead and get baptized, but. Again, I got baptized again when I was in my 30s, when I really started walking the Lord, because then I really knew what it was, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it over, and then that's when I did it again.
So what can you say about the difference? Do you recall, like, you know, when you were 13 and you were baptized and then differently with 33?
Yes, because at 33, that's when things were kind of, well, when I was like 20, in my 30s, things had been kind of chaotic in my life during that time. And I had gone into kind of a depression. And I just went through a divorce at that time. During that time, and I got sick. I also was sick during that time, and I was at the church, at the hospital, and I had a friend that would come in to talk to me during that time, and I was divorced, and then they told me I had cancer, lung cancer, and I was sitting there. And I remember talking to the Lord. I was, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I know they tell me you're God, and I know the experience that I had. And so I began to tell him and tell him my desires at that time, that my kids were, I think they were like 9 or 10 during that time. And I said, Lord, I want to raise my children. And I want to see my grandchildren, just really sharing my heart with him during that time. And this girlfriend came that Sunday, and we sat there and we talked. And I went and we prayed. So the next day I was going to surgery. And when I was, the doctor came in that morning, that Monday morning, and he told me to go home and come back in a week. And we had looked at the x-rays and everything that was there, and it showed all the, you know, the signs of the growths and things. And as I came back for surgery that week, it wasn't there anymore. And so the Lord had just really touched me and just really, he had listened, you know, and he had answered my prayer. And that's when I just really start seeking the Lord more and more. And yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have to stop and praise God. I know you know this story, but I'm like, wow. So wait, doctor, you were about to go to surgery, and the doctor said, "Well, go home and come back in a week."
Mm-hmm. He told me to come back in a week. And I went home, and when I went home, then I went to church. But then I went to Church of God in Christ, the Holiness Church, and I went there, and it was just the peace was not with me. And as I was in service that night, and the peace of God just came, it just came over me. And all I could say was peace, Lord, peace. And then I began to serve. I began to do Bible study and began to get closer. And I wanted to be baptized. I said, Lord, I want to be baptized because I wanted to do the things that the scriptures was telling me to do, to walk with him, you know. And then that's when I got baptized. And when I went down in the water, it was just totally different. It was, I came up, it was different. I felt different. I knew different. I felt the love of Christ. That's why I guess I go to that all the time, because I felt the love of him. I had went in, I hope I'm not going too fast. I did a Bible study on, Lord, do you see me? Lord, do you care? And I did it in the book of John. And as I began to do that Bible study in the book of John, the Lord began to speak to me and to tell me he did see me. He saw where I was. He saw what I needed. And I wanted to just walk close with him, you know.
Hallelujah. Amen. And you did that Bible study, you did it yourself, you and the Lord?
Just me and the Lord. I would sit at the table and I would just do the Bible study. And he would just speak to my heart about it because I had gone through different things in life, rejection and all of that. I once didn't live with my mom and my dad. I lived in Mississippi with my aunt. And as I was living with her, I stayed there till I was, I guess, about maybe 7 or 8. And my dad came to get us. They came to East St. Louis because they were looking for jobs. So there were five children. And so I live with our aunt, Ruth lived with my grandmother, until they found a place to live and got a job. So when they got the job, then some of us still stayed there. I stayed with an aunt. And as I stayed, she thought that they had given me, she didn't have any children. So I was... stayed with her during that time. So, but my dad wanted me, my family wanted me to come and live with the others. So he came down one year and he asked me if I wanted to come to where my sisters and brothers was. Of course I did. So I assumed that when I came down that I was going to go back, and she did too. And so once I came down, I didn't go back. And so there was like a separation, and there was an emptiness there because I really wanted to go back to live with her. And through some hurt, you know, we didn't get back together. And so during those years, there was a loneliness there and, you know, trying to get accustomed to other things. So, and I began to walk and felt, you know, that sometimes.
Amen.
But when the Lord came in and he began to heal that space, and I didn't know as a child what it was, but he began to heal that area through other things, you know. And that's when he comforts me. That's why I usually say he's my keeper, my healer, my comforter, because that's what he did during that time.
Amen. Amen. Now, I wanted to ask you some more questions here, but this Bible study is sticking out in me. Now, let's go back a moment. Did you say your mom passed?
No, my mom didn't pass. She didn't pass. My dad and my mom lived. My aunt, she lived in Mississippi, so I didn't go back there. My mom and dad was together. And my other sisters and brothers came down, and we came and started living together.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, what I want you to do is to pray for a moment. We want to go to your being filled with the Holy Spirit experience. But before we go there, I mean, that Bible study that you had is something that you and the Lord had. It's something that, you know, touches a lot of our hearts. You know, it's like, God, do you see me? You know, Lord, do you see me? Lord, do you care? And there's probably a lot of people, you know, who go through that. And so I want you to just take a moment and pray for people who are going through something and wondering if God does see them or if God does care.
Okay. Father, we just thank you and we just praise your name, Father God. Father, you are a God that sees. You never sleep. You never slumber. And your eyes are always up on us. You care about everything that concerns us, Father God. And we just bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, that as we talk, as we minister, Lord God, we thank you for touching every heart, Father God, making them aware, Lord God, that you care about them, Father God. There's no place they go that you don't see them. There's nothing that they go through that you can't bring them out of. And we just thank you for doing that. Thank you for touching every heart and drawing them to you, Father God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, and your grace, Father God. And we just bless your name. Thank you for an ear to hear, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I believe people on the line right now need to hear that, and that prayer is meaningful to all of us. And I think even in the future, as people listen, that prayer is going to be very meaningful. Hallelujah. Now, tell us about you. I want to go back. When you got baptized at 33, I was thinking of when I got baptized, I think, 3 or 4 times. And I know the second time that I got baptized, it was at a Pentecostal church. And they baptized in the name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And so the Lord said, well, I sent you there, so, you know, go ahead and go, you know, with their protocol. And so I said, okay. So I got baptized in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
You know, baptized at 16, but, you know, to do this and to hear God say, I want you to go ahead and do this. And yes. When I did, it was like you were saying, just things just felt new, like brand new. Like things just fell off me when I got in the water. And at this particular church, many people got in the water and got baptized and came up speaking in tongues. And I saw that on more than one occasion. Now, I was already speaking in tongues, so... But it was just an experience to be baptized as an adult and with a relationship with the Lord, you know. And I know it still stands if we only got baptized once as a child, but it was, the experience was just awesome as an adult for me. And when you said that, it was like, yeah, that's right.
Yes, it was the same for me too when I got baptized, because there were some things that he was telling me to do to walk in, and I could, and it was just different. It was just different. It was a different hunger. The quietness of it, and just that for me. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay, tell us about your baptism in the Holy Ghost. What happened with that?
Okay, I was at church one Sunday, and that Sunday, the service was high, and I started just speaking in tongues, and I stopped real fast, and then I had heard others do it, but I didn't realize some things. But then later on, one night again, we were there, and it just fell on me, and I started right there in service. And I tried to quiet myself because it was, because I get so loud with things sometimes. So I was trying to quiet myself down, not to take over, But then after that, I began to do it more and more.
So how will people react to you praying in tongues loud like that?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
I said, how did people react? Did anybody say anything about it? Or
just kind of looked around because it was all of a sudden, We were just praising the Lord, and it just came out, And when they turned around and looked at me, I thought, be quiet, And then after then, I just kept doing it. Because sometimes I get kind of loud with things and, in worship, and it's a calm down, be quiet, But, yeah.
Amen. Well, that was a sovereign move of God. Praise God. When he just comes and he touches you, he doesn't use he didn't use a middleman with you. He didn't use anybody to lay hands on you or pray over you or anything. He did it himself. I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Wow. So are there some times that you pray in tongues and just the Spirit of the Lord just comes over you like that? Does that still happen to you every now and then?
Yes, it does. For a while, I stopped. Stopped praying about 3 years ago. Some things was happening, and I just had gotten quiet again. And but now it happens a lot now, when I'm walking or, just sitting and praying. I just let it flow now, and I don't try to stop.
Okay.
And you may say, why do I try to stop? sometimes when, like I said, I get kind of loud sometimes when I'm at, I may be at church or something, and the Spirit of the Lord comes, and you just get overjoyed, and you'd be praying, and sometimes I would just stop for different reasons, but now I just go and let it flow now since I've been doing it with praying in tongues on Tuesday. I do it more and more. And
Amen. Do it more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think everyone who's listening right now, you all know about the Get 'Em Radio Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And she made reference to that praying in tongues. And she's volunteered on many occasions to pray in tongues on Tuesday. And what we do is we have volunteers to pray for 15 minutes in tongues. And we have four volunteers that pray in tongues. And then after the hour, then we have interpretation of tongues. So we just, you know, simply say what we heard the Lord say through them while they were praying in tongues. And it's been an awesome, life-changing experience, you know, to do that over this past year. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So now the interesting thing, I'm going to ask you this, and then I'm going to let you expound on your scripture, because I want to hear that before we open up the line. But what I was going to ask, you know, since you've been praying in tongues, and you said, you know, you kind of wanted to stop because it was so loud and all of that. But then I'm sure you have allowed the Lord to just move through you in speaking. Have you seen the Lord move through you in speaking and also in movement or doing anything else, you know, where he'll just move through you? Have you experienced that?
Yes, in the earlier times, when I'm walking or we were praying, then the gift, like laying my hands on someone, like a gift of healing, sometimes that would come. And I must say, I start quenching those gifts. I start quenching them for different reasons. But now he's restoring those things as
Amen.
I go to the store or something, you know, and walking in the store. Then I know now when that happens, to open up and begin to talk and not be withdrawn. I kind of withdrew from a lot of things, or some things out there. And then now I'm more open to move with him. And it's because at one time I moved and I thought I was moving, and there was a question, and so and there was a fear that came upon me. And so now it's a flow freely now, and I'm not as fearful now as I once was.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And as I was saying earlier, just work out your own salvation in fear and trembling, you know? And as Joyce Meyer has said, do it afraid. You know, if you feel like, you know, an uncertain, you just, you know, continue on doing what the Lord says to do. And, you know, I've seen over time that it just, he proves himself out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about David when King Saul wanted him to put his armor on, and David said, "Well, I haven't proven this." You know, and the more I know I'm just saying with what you've gone through, the more you, you know, go by the leading of the Lord, the more he proves himself out. And you see that, you know, what he's doing is greater. We see that what he's doing is greater than us.
Mm-hmm.
It's greater than our comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
you know, because somebody is crying out to be saved or to be healed. And to just step out and do that, it's an awesome thing once you see God do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. All right. So we're going to give you some time here to expound on the word, and then we're going to open up the line. So I'll give you a moment here. I'll just talk for a moment and give you a moment here. So just to let everyone know, we are, this is the beginning of Friends of Get'em Radio. And so we have friends that have been just really faithful to Get 'Em Radio. They've been faithful listeners and supporters. And the Lord laid on our hearts that it's time to hear from them. You know, that people are so gifted. He's invested so much in people. We wanted to hear from them. And so who you're listening to now, those who are just calling in, this is Minister Carrie Head, and she's given us a wonderful testimony about when she got saved. She told us about when she got water baptized the first and the second time, praise God, and then being sovereignly filled with the Holy Ghost, just in a service and started speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so now she's going to share her favorite scripture with us. Amen. Okay. Minister Carrie.
Okay. This scripture, the Lord spoke to me, spoke this to me at a time. It was about this scripture here came about 3 years ago. Doing my walk with the Lord, like I was singing that, he just healed me instantly, but then I became ill again. I had breast cancer, and then I had lymphoma. So during that time, I thought the Lord was going to do it the same way. But as I begin to walk with the Lord, I see that you cannot put him in a place that he's going to do it a certain way. So he was teaching me to follow him, just to follow him through, to walk with him through. And so one night as I was praying to the Lord, and I was asking him about it, because there comes a time that fear that comes in, Lord, are you with me? Are you there with me? And I get quiet. So when he comes in and he comforted me, and this was a scripture that he gave me, and he told me no matter what be shaken, that he would be there. And when he had gave me this, then I began to meditate on it, because I didn't know how I was going to go through it, how it was going to turn out. But he gave me that assurance that no matter what, that he would be with me. And his love will not fail. And so as I began to walk through that, the breast cancer with the radiation, that's the scripture I began to remember. And I would meditate on that scripture, and I would speak it back to him, Lord, you're with me. You will never leave me or forsake me. You will always be there. And then I walked through that season of that. And then the Lord began to give me a song at that time, In Christ Alone. And he said that I could stand on that. And that's where my foundation was, that where my strength would be. He said that that is the cornerstone. And I was on solid ground, and he would walk me through no matter what. And so I began to meditate on it, and I just got in a quiet place. And as I would meditate, I would go to church, and I would sit in this spot, and I would meditate on the song and this scripture. And he began to walk me through, and he began to remind me of who he was. And, you know, like the Israelites, when they came through, they would make altars. And so I began to make an altar, and I began to talk to him and pray. And he would assure me, I will walk through the next thing. Okay, then the lymphoma came up, and I thought, Lord, with the chemotherapy, and I said, Lord, you're going to walk me through this. And he kept assuring me, you're going to come through it. You're going to walk through it. I'm going to be with you. But then, you know, sometimes your hope, you hear different things. So that's the time he told me to draw alone, get alone with him. And as I'm along with him, praying and talking to him, that he would soothe me and he would comfort me. He wouldn't be like the time that I went through a divorce. He would always be there. He wouldn't be like the time that my aunt, I had to leave there. He would always be there, and I can stand on it and be assured. And that's what that scripture means to me. So there is a hope and my hope is always in him. I could not keep myself at that time. So he is my keeper. He is my strength. He is my high tower. You know, there was a time that I thought, Lord, I don't know nothing. You know, I don't know anything. But then he gave me another scripture. He said, I will instruct you and I will teach you. I will show you the way to go. Come in with me. Because I had been running here and running there. Because when you're alone or when you're frightened, sometimes you take off and you run. But he said, don't run. He said, come to me. Spend that time with me. And that's what it means. So as I began to do that, he began to remind me of the things that he had done, the things he had walked me through, the things that he had strengthened me, the times he took care of the children and they're grown, the time I see my grandchildren, which I said, Lord, I want to see my grandchildren. And so I see my grandchildren. So that's what it means. So I know that strength is in him. And when I begin to run, I run to him. Because, hallelujah, he is my high tower. He is my help. He is my strength. He is my keeper. And I just praise him. Hallelujah. And the love that he gives to me. And as he would give it to me, I wanted to give to others. And I want to share with others what he does. So a couple times I would try to do it. It looked like it just didn't work out the way I wanted. But then I know that he says, he's the Lord. He's the Savior. You just do what I tell you to do as you walk it, and I'll do the rest. And the other Sunday when you were speaking, and the Lord asked me when I couldn't walk, and I couldn't walk good, so he instructed me to go get that walker. I went and got I ordered the walker. They delivered. I put it together. And so, and that was John 6, and I think it was 63. So he asked me one morning as I was sitting, he said, do you want to be healed? And I said, Lord, I want to heal. I want to walk again. I want to move again. So he said, get that walker. Go over there. Take your Bible and see what I can, see what I'm going to do. And so as I begin to do that and follow him, follow his instructions, every time I followed his instructions, it worked. It did it. It's when I don't follow that it didn't do. So I just praise him and I thank the Lord during this time because he's the restorer. He's restoring things that was lost. He was restoring things that I said dormant, not lost, but dormant. And I just praise the Lord for that because he shows me his faithfulness. He shows me there's a living hope that I can run to. And you know what? He also tells me he sympathized. He see where I was, and he drew me out. And he said, my tent of meetings, meet with me in the tent of meetings. And that's what I do, and I just thank the Lord for that.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I was sitting here, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I had to put my phone on mute. Amen. Oh, you said so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So wonderful to hear you share. And, you know, like when you were saying that, you know, he healed you of lung cancer, and then it's like, hey, yay, I'm your girl. And then it's like diagnosed with lymphoma. Wait a minute. I thought I was your girl.
You know? Right. Right.
And then, yeah. Then we learn, you know, we learn a different part of him. We learn more about him. And, you know, when you were saying, you know, no matter what is shaken, he's going to be there. And mm-hmm. he's going to love us. And how he had you just to meditate on scripture and song and God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And And he just took the things in your life and the natural, the divorce and your honest, and, you know, don't think I'm going to be like them. I mean, there is so much of that is, you know, the kind of things that he's talked to me about, you know, over the years. And it's just, it just resonates in my spirit as you talk about that. Hallelujah. And then that he reminds you of what he has done. And I can recall, I don't know. You know, I don't know. And he said, okay, you're right. There's some things you don't know. But tell me what you do know. Tell me what you know that you know that you know. And then it's like, okay, I know you're never going to leave me. I know you're never going to forsake me. And I know you're never going to fail me. That I know. You know, and then I go, okay, I'm okay. And I love what you said. And now when you run to him. And Pastor Price always sings this song about running to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then as I heard you say, you know, the Lord loves you. He gives you his love, and you want to give that to others. And there was the Lord has said to me, the greatest freedom is the freedom to love. And, you know, a lot of times we'll hold back on love because sometimes love could be rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so, you know, the Lord was saying to me that his love is like the outraying of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to continue to outray even when the clouds are there. On the other side of the clouds, the sun is still outraying. You know, it didn't stop, and it doesn't stop raying out. If nobody ever notices that the sun is there and is happy about it or anything, that's inconsequential. The sun's going to ray out. And he said, and that's how I love, and that's how I want my people to love. And it's freedom to love like that, you know, where rejection is not, it's like, okay, whatever, I'm still going to love you.
I didn't understand that at first, because when he did it, then you begin to do it. But there's an understanding with it, because sometimes when you're hurt,
yeah.
When you're hurt, you don't realize it, you know. As I began to do those Bible studies, you know, I lived with my mother-in-law for 2 years while my husband was in service. And I was a teenager, you know. And so as I began to study, he began to show me how he had protected me. He said, I place you there because I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be home, you know. But he said, I place you there, and I protected you there. I provided for you. And even when I was there, he taught me how to be a mother, even when I didn't know as a teenager. So he had me to go back to her, and he began to say, go back and begin to you know, ask for forgiveness. Do then he began to instruct me on doing it like that. And I said, okay, yeah. Lord. And so as I followed him and I started doing it, then there was a change. There was a different mode. It was like a tenderness. The hardness was gone, was leaving.
Hallelujah.
And so and so when I meet someone, you know, and it's there, then I know there's a hurt, there's a pain that he wants to touch, like the pain that I was carrying. And as he touched that area, then the pain goes, and you can receive. He takes out the darkness of it, take out the the remembrance of it. And he put his remembrance in
them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I had to kind of shake my head a moment and say, okay, there's other people who are listening. and we need to open the line for other people, because I'm just all in this conversation, just me and you talking about the Lord here and having a good time. So we're going to allow you all who are listening, you can press your number one key. When you press your number one key, then we see that you want to say something. Praise God. So we have one. We're going to open the line first for Pastor Mom. And then anyone else, press your number one key. Right now I see Minister Rachel has her number one key pressed, and I don't see anyone else. So if you do have your number one key pressed, we know our number one key gets finicky sometimes. So text me and let me know. Amen. And we'll open up the lines for you as well. Okay, I see you, Pastor Price. And I'm going to open a line for Pastor Mom now. Amen.
Good evening, you know, Pastor Mom.
Pastor Mom?
Yes. Hello, everybody. But I'd like to raise the name of Heather Fauci. Got saved, but that's a good thing. And the Lord can just carry you all along and just keep you going. And he tells you just what to do and how to do it. And I thank the Lord for that.
Yes, ma'am. Pastor Mom, you're such an inspiration to me. Ever since I've been listening, and I just thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for your strength, how you just so encouraging. I thank the Lord for that love that you feel when you pour out and how you talk, Pastor Mom. And so I just thank, I bless you, Pastor Mom. I pray the continued strength, how he strengthen you, how he carry you each day, how you've even taught me as I'm listening to you when you speak to others. And I praise the Lord that you said not to lean on my own understanding. And sometimes I have to check myself there. And Pastor Mom, bless you and your family. You have been such an inspiration. And again, I just thank the Lord for you, and I just bless you all tonight.
Yes, thank you very much. I ask the Lord to bless you and keep you going with everything, because what he tells you what to do and how to do it, that's just the way you do. And I thank the Lord for you.
Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Love you.
Love you. Pastor, we welcome.
Amen. Pastor Catherine, are you there?
Yes, Minister Carey. I enjoyed your story tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope I don't cry here, because your story, your childhood story, is kind of similar to mine. And so there were some things that you brought out tonight that I used to wonder why some things I used to go through with in my head. And you kind of brought that out tonight. And I just want to tell you thank you so much. But I wanted to also ask you, and maybe one day you and I can kind of get together and talk about our childhood life one day. But I wanted to ask you, did you, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want, is your aunt still alive?
No, she's not. She's expired now. I didn't get a chance to talk to her much because she was really hurt from the past.
But I did get a chance a couple of times. She would come down and we would visit sometimes, and I went down to visit her a couple of times.
Oh, okay. All right. But as you was mentioning tonight, I remembered that every time I do your interpretation on Tuesday, whenever you speak in tongues, I remember one thing that God always gave me from your speaking in tongues was shout it out loud, shout it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a story that you need to continue to shout it out, because there are so many people that need to hear your story. And I could almost hear a book.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a book in your story.
As
I heard your story, I said, well, maybe I need a book too. I heard a book in your story, but I thank God for you. And I enjoyed your prayer when you said it, and your message, because you said almost the same thing in your message, that no matter where you are, God will bring you through. He always does. And in whatever situation, and sometimes that's the only way we really, really, to me, how I really learn things is in the hard times. And that's why I can say, thank you, Lord, for the hard times. Because those are some learning situations that will never leave you, and you're just so joyful that you went through that so God could teach you certain things. All right, then. I just want to say thank you so much. You did a great job tonight. I do want to say that I can remember when you first started with the speaking in tongues, you would only say a few words. But I'm telling you, God, you're on fire now. So praise God. God bless you here.
God bless you all. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, getting so many interpretations now. It's like, whoa, really? But we know that is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, the ones that I see with your number one key is Minister Rachel, Pastor Price, and Evangelist Shirley, and Sister Janza, or both of them together. Anyone else? I don't see your number one key, so if you got it pressed, text me. Okay. Opening the line for Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody. Oh, God bless y'all. Very encouraged listening to the testimony of the woman of God, Minister Keery. And I was so glad to see the picture it came up, because I thought my message wasn't going to come up when my godmom sent me the picture, and it looks really nice. I like the graphic, because I'm not able to go on Facebook on this phone. It's very encouraging. Like, we get this actually... I always wondered what y'all all looked like, and God bless me to see the picture, and God bless y'all. Y'all look like mothers of Zion. Like, not old, but full of God's wisdom, and y'all sharing, y'all standing strong. And I thank God for Pastor Mom. It's so nice when we can hear her. Very encouraging. I thank God for the strength he gives her to keep going for him and my God Mom. And all of us, no matter what we feel, no matter what we face with, because God had a special plan. I didn't know what was going to happen to me yesterday, and something happened to me yesterday where I had to go to the emergency room. And so as I'm there, God began to show me things in my heart, and also, like, he had me doing some things while I was there. And when I was discharged, it was like a really beautiful supernatural strength. So I thank God for all the prayers, because it's just great that I'm still alive, and I'm just grateful for that. And I love him for that grace. That's a mighty grace. And I was like, God, my life is in your hands. And he's showing me each day, got me. He said, just keep on trusting me. And I'm so glad that you're so obedient, woman of God, and we just need to keep on staying obedient. Even though we may cry and things like that, he is our strength, and he keeps us. So stay encouraged, and I love each and every one of you. Oh, my daughter Gabrielle wanted to say something. They're sleeping in the room with me.
Okay. Everyone, God bless you. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Is that Gabrielle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy you all so much. That is such a blessing to hear you all, to pray, you and your mom, and Minister Rachel. You are faithful with your children. They are blessed, not going to be, but they are. And how you take care of them, how you're teaching them the Lord's way, and how to, as a young kid, as a young person, they know the Lord, and that's because of you. And I just thank the Lord for you. There was such a hunger for me to know the Lord, and that's why I try to talk to little kids. If they know the Lord early, oh, the marvelous things that God will do and can do and will do for them, even when they go off and they're away from you. You're teaching your children to cry out and know that he's there. And I thank you. I thank the Lord for your strength. I thank you for your wisdom. There's wisdom to do that for little children, little girls, boys. And I just praise the Lord for you. I just thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her more and more, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for your healing, for you are our healer. And I just bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for providing for her all that she needs, for you are our provider. You are our high tower and our help, oh God. So, Lord, we bless her tonight, and we give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And I wanted to share something. My daughter found out yesterday of the gender of the baby. They gave her the gender confirmation, and she's having a boy. So I thank God, my first grandson.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Lord. I just remind me. I guess I'm just talking. It reminds me how the Lord said when we're in a place to settle down, you know, to multiply and to do that and take care and be a light for him. And that's what you're doing. You're settled down. You're teaching your children. And all of that. So I just thank the Lord for you. This is such a blessing. It's more than you can buy or anything, you know?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we get ready to go, I'm just hearing the Lord say, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So whatever the enemy put into your head, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And to continue to do what you're doing. And don't be weary in your well-doing. For in due season you shall reap, because you're not going to faint. Hallelujah.
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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So love you. Love you all.
Love you too.
Bye.
Stay waiting.
Amen. Pastor Price, hallelujah. Opening up your line now.
Glory.
Welcome, Pastor.
Can you hear me? Hi, you doing? Can you hear me, Apostle?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Wait a minute. I'll take my earphones. I'm speaking through my earphones. Oh, okay. All right. Hold on just a second.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay. They told me I was talking. We're out and about, and they told me I was talking kind of loud, you know.
You're
so
a
God
preacher.
God bless you all.
Huh? You're a preacher.
Say it again.
You are a
well,
preacher.
Okay, I heard. Well, but I had my earphones on and I was listening through my earphones tonight. And you know,
okay.
My heart is rejoicing. My heart is rejoicing. I thank God for you, even though I couldn't. I tried over and over again, but because of the cellular service at first, I couldn't get on. But then I still God let me hear the portion that He wanted me to hear, and I believe that I'm going to go back and listen to the other part. Once the program is over with, I'm going to go back and listen to the rebroadcast of it tonight. And Apostle, you just really wanted to surprise us tonight. What a wonderful blessing. What a great blessing. I said on purpose, she's not telling us what's going on, you know. And when Minister Rachel just said that she saw the picture, the flyer, I hadn't seen it yet because we've been having sketchy cellular service, okay. And so, excuse me, 1 second. You'll have to let me do this for just a few minutes, and then I'll be cutting it down. Okay, just give me a few minutes to talk to her, and then I'm gonna be finished. Okay, all right. Hello, I was talking to my children because I got a mask on, and I don't know if you can kind of hear me real well with the mask on. So I was trying to talk a little bit louder, but anyway, like I said again, please forgive me because we're out and about. But the thing that I wanted to say tonight, Minister Carey, I felt like, again, on the road to Emmaus, did my heart burn to hear that word through you tonight. I heard Pastor Catherine when she spoke to you and Apostle when she was speaking with you and each one. And I just tell you, I said, I want to say ditto, ditto, ditto. Because it was just so wonderful the way that the Lord uses you. When Minister Shirley Byrd was on, Pastor Shirley Byrd was on last week, the thing that ministered to my heart concerning her was the authenticity of her being who God had called her to be and to do it the way God called her to do it. And that was such a great blessing for me. And then with you, Minister Carey, my prayer is going to be always that you will be continually your authentic self. Because your voice, God is giving you a specific, like, you know, you have people that sing opera, you have people that sing hip-hop, and they're rappers and all kinds of people that do so many things. But sometimes people try to duplicate other ones to do what they do, and that's all right if that's the way the Lord leads them to do it. But I'm so glad that you are your authentic self. It's just such a great blessing to hear you, and I could just listen to you. I mean, you're one I can just listen to and just listen to you and hear the word. And each word, you're like Dean Witter. When Minister Carey speaks, we want to listen. And then you bless. I felt like crying. I was raising my hands. I'm in the midst of a public place right now, and I was raising my hand and worshiping God as you were speaking. And it just goes down to the core of my being as the Lord ministers through you. And I just praise God. And that's not flattery. This is encouragement because that's what you are. You're like a Barnabas. Barnabas was a strong encourager. And God used Barnabas. That Barnabas spirit means encourager. Well, that's what I saw in you, is that encouragement. I also saw where I know that word seemed like it's going to be used over and over again, but it's the truth. I also saw you being catapulted to the next level by God himself, that he's had you set apart in him, and he's raised him up someone, that he's catapulted you to the very next level in him. And I just praise God for you, and thank God for the work. And one of the things, when Jesus met one man, and he was asking him what commandments that he should keep, and it said Jesus loved this man. And I thank God that I can say in the spirit, no flesh, because we're not to know anyone after the flesh, but after the spirit. I can say I just love the spirit that God has put in you. And one more thing, I thought about with my sisters and I. We sometimes people don't understand how we all come around to have the same friends.
we end up loving the same people. I'm talking about Christian people. And I saw that. I said, I wanted to, I'm so glad she put your picture on there, because I said, Lord, I want to meet Minister Carrie. I wanted, like, Pastor Catherine said, she wants to sit down and have a talk with you. I said, Lord, I want to meet Minister Carrie. I want to spend a little time with Minister Carrie if you saw fit to do so. But that's the kind of God we serve. We recently saw Minister Elaine, and when we went to go see her, it was just like the glory of God was all up on her. And she's Apostle's friend, but she's also my friend. And the love I have for her was just such a blessing because of the love she has for Jesus. So I am so blessed on what God is doing in your life and in the way that he's using you, in the way that...
I'm getting off the screen here, but you're probably going to be up a little.
And I thank God for how he's using you and how he's yet going to use you for his service. So I thank God. I give him glory and praise and honor for you. I didn't mean to go on and on and on. But Powerful, you know, my heart burns what the Lord is doing. And Pastor Mom, I love you. I haven't talked to you today. I love you. I love you, Pastor Catherine and Apostle, and all the saints in their respective places. And I'm excited, Apostle, about this month and all of the faithful people that you're having on this program, because they've been faithful. I know my friend of over 40-some years, which is ministered by Reverend Treva Kelly, she's going to be one of the last ones to speak on the program. And I'm telling you, I tell you, her name is Faithful. And so I thank God for each one of you. God bless you. Apostle, I love you. Thank you for having Minister Carrie on. And Minister Carrie, all I can hear is with your name, carry on. Minister Carrie, carry on. Hallelujah. Love you, sis. Love you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we have... Evangelist Shirley DeJanza on the line. We're going to open her line in just a moment. We still have some more time. So anyone else, if you'd like to press your number one key and just encourage the woman of God, if you have a prayer request or a prophecy request, hallelujah.
Amen. Press your number one key, and we'll open up your line. We're going to open the line now for Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. You know, I just enjoyed everything. First, I want to give a shout out of love to Pastor Mom. Every time I hear her, I just love to hear her encouraging words and just to hear her voice. God just uses her in thanking you. Pastor Barber, you are an inspiration to us. And then I want to say, Minister Carrie, I love what you preached. Hey, you know, you reminded me of some things, because I too, for a while, was raised by my aunt while my mother came to St. Louis to look for a job. My grandmother was already here, and it just brought back memories. And then you went on to say something that I mean, you was all in my Kool-Aid. You said that when God tell you to do something, when you do it His way, you get it right. I want to witness to that. Because when I don't do it the way God tell me to do it, it's just messed up. It is. It is just so, you know, you learn, you know, you live as you grow in God and grow. You know you grow older, but you have to grow in God and grow in grace, you know. And so as you live, you grow in this grace and you learn, I better do it God's way, because He sees and knows. He sees the future. And so I want to thank you for that. And when you said healing, do I got to come to tell you about healing? You and I got to talk about healing. Because I am walking today, you know. So I just want to let you know that I can witness to what you were saying. I mean, you said other things, but those things just hit me so hard.
Yes, ma'am.
And I enjoyed your message, and may God be with you and keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you and give you peace.
Yes,
and that's
thank
all
you
I have
so
to say.
Thank you so much. Praise God.
I enjoyed you. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Well, I want everyone to know that that was Evangelist Shirley, and she will be our speaker next Thursday. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to hearing from you next Thursday. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, were you going to say something, Minister Carey?
Yes, I was waiting. Thank you, Minister Shirley, so much. It's such an encouragement. And I just thank the Lord how he's just really, he is our healer and how he continues to do marvelous things for us, you know, in his loving kindness. And I just bless you tonight. I'm lost for words, but I just bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, I don't see anyone else's number one key press. So you still have a little more time. I'm going to talk about what's going to happen on Get 'Em Radio for the next week. And then if anyone has their number one key pressed at that time, I'll open up your line. Otherwise, we're going to have Minister Carey to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And we're going to go ahead and close out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is what's going on Get 'Em Radio. Our next service is going to be this Sunday, June the 6th. This Sunday is the first Sunday of the month. And what we do at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is the senior pastor, what we do on the first Sunday is we have tag team preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we always look forward to that because people have a chance to speak. And we want to hear, just like we're doing this month on Get 'Em Radio, we want to hear what God is saying through people, because we're not the only one to hear from him. Amen. We know you're hearing from him. And we want to be blessed, just like we're being blessed tonight. And so on Sunday, if you would like to preach, you have 5 minutes with a scripture, a topic, and then you can preach for 5 minutes. Sometimes when you say the word preach, people get a little on the fear and trembling side. So if you're not there with the preach at this point, what you can do is share your devotional with us. If you have a little devotional you read every day and something just stands out to you and it takes 5 minutes or less to read it, you can read that to us and share with us. If you have a song that you want, if you want to sing it yourself, you can. If you want to want us to play it, you need to text me what that song is, and then I can get it and put it on our load it up on the computer and so that it sounds really good. So if you'd like to do that, we can do that as well. If you have a poem, a Christian poem about the Lord, you can say that. Amen. We just want to hear from you. Praise God. And then on the same day, on this Sunday, we're having communion together. And so everyone, just you bring your communion elements, and we're still doing it. We're doing it on Get 'Em Radio. So you call the same number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Sunday, on Monday, we have Bible study. Not Bible study, well, Bible teaching on Monday. And that's the 7th of June. And we have it every Monday. It's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She lives in Ohio. And the Lord just uses her to dig into the Word of God. Praise God. I was saying last week we did a rerun, and it was The Brook, the Bag, and the Sling. If you ever have an opportunity, Google that. Google Get 'em Radio and say Brook, and it'll pop right up. Praise God. Amen. And so, but, you know, whatever she teaches, God is just speaking through her, and it's such a blessing. So she's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, same phone number. On Tuesdays, we have the Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And as I said earlier, if you were on earlier, we asked for 4 volunteers to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. We listen, and then we write down the interpretations, and when the at the top of the hour, we began to go into the interpretations. And I'm telling you, there's so much that's going on. Minister Carrie was saying how blessed she is by that. And, you know, some who were only interpreting maybe one word now are getting pages of words, you know, from the Lord. And we've come to find out that the interpretation is God talking to us. Amen. And he just said something recently that just really, oh, my goodness, talking about the leadership in the world and what's about to happen. We, you know, we know how to pray about these different leaders in the world. So it has been quite an experience. And if the Lord leads you, anyone can, if you pray in tongues, you can volunteer to be one who will pray in tongues on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And this Wednesday coming up is the 9th of June. Hallelujah. And that and that's the second Wednesday of the month where we have prophetic healing. We have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife Linda Harkey and myself, and we pray. And then we have the healing community. There are people who are, you know, friends of Get 'em Radio, faithful supporters who in the background are praying for people's healing even before we get on the line. And then the Lord reveals the healing, the ailment that will be healed, because what God reveals, he heals. So if you're going through something in your body, you know someone who's going through something, and they're in need of a healing, have them to call in on this Wednesday, June the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and they will be blessed. So many people have gotten healed. So many people have gotten healed over the phone. Amen. And then next Thursday, which will be June the 10th, we're going to have our dear friend, Evangelist Shirley Taylor, that you just heard a few moments ago. And as she said, the Lord has healed her as well. Amen. Amen. So we look forward to hearing her testimony. And it'll be the same format all this month where they will tell their testimony of their salvation experience, baptism with water experience, baptism in the Holy Ghost, and speaking with other tongues experience. And then her favorite scripture, she's going to minister on that at the end. So that's the same format that we're going to use for everyone. And I was so blessed by that, just so blessed by it. So that's what we're going to be doing on next Thursday. Praise God. So we look forward to, as the Lord leads you, come on and listen and be a part, and then even be a part of the conversation at the end. Hallelujah. So we're going to, we see a number one key press. Sister Joanne from New Jersey. Amen. Sister Joanne. Are you here, Sister Joanne? Is your mute on? Sister Joanne, your line is open.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Good evening.
Sure,
Prophet Akizi and Minister Carey, I thank God for the word tonight. It
Amen.
Lifted me up. God said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So I was lifted tonight through your word, and I encourage you, keep on doing what God has called you to do. And I thank God for you, Minister Carey, preaching the word and teaching the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
That's
you.
All I got to say. I'm a true word. I'm not a talker, but when I start talking, sometimes I can't stop because I hear the, I hear the song. The praises shall continue to be in our mouth. It shall make me boast in the Lord, and the humble shall be here and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. So that scripture really stands out in my mind tonight. And as I go through, I'm not going through it, but I'm going through like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. She said, turn it up 7 times hotter. It might be hot on the inside, but on the outside it's cool, nice and cool. So I just thank God for the word that you have shared with us tonight in your testimony.
Amen.
And
Hallelujah.
Could I have a prayer? I don't know, it's my sinuses. I've been getting like headaches lately. Like today when I went out, it was kind of warm. So when I came in, I've been walking. My daughter came up here from North Carolina. So we've been going out. And she said, Mom, we're going to go out today. I said, okay. So I got dressed and I went out today and I did a lot of walking like I don't usually do. So I got a migraine headache. Like, you know how the sinus drain on you?
Yeah.
So could you pray for that for me, Minister Carey?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we just lift this concern up for you, Lord God. We pray for a nasal passage, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for reducing any swelling or anything there, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the drainage, Lord God, that it would be not there any irritation. We thank you for your touch there. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, to diminish the headaches, Lord God. Bring settlement. We thank you for bringing everything into order right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just bless your name. Thank you, Lord God, for sweet sleep and rest tonight as you lay down, Father. And we give you praise, Lord, and we give you all glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this will not return. We ask, oh God, for clearness. It will not return. Settlement, not to return at all. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
And thank you so much for your words of encouragement. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's what we are here for. I am my sister's and brother's keeper.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Always good to hear from
you. You're welcome. Okay. Have a blessed night, evening.
Okay. You too. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Carey, any closing remarks? And, well, you know, I want to, before you go into your closing remarks, I want to pray the prayer of salvation. The Lord just, he keeps laying that on my heart to do it. I do believe that everybody who's on the line with us is born again. And so consider this training. Amen. Just an opportunity. And some of you may not even need any training. But I just know by the Spirit of the Lord that if the time is not here, it's coming a time where we're going to need to pray for people to receive Jesus wherever we are. You know, we may be on the move. We may be, as Pastor Price says, out and about. You know, wherever we are, at the Walgreens, the CVS, at the standing in line for something. And someone may say, well, you know, that they don't know how to be saved. What will you do? And we want to make sure that each and every one of us is ready to lead someone to Jesus, time, anywhere, any place. Hallelujah. Anywhere, any place, that's the same thing, isn't it? But wherever you are and wherever God opens that door, you know, Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with them and them with me. And, you know, a lot of times the Lord will go to someone and he's knocking at the door of their heart, and they're opening that door. And when they open the door, they see you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They see you. And then it's like kind of that Holy Ghost handoff. When they see you, then you're the one to lead them to Jesus. And I think probably all of us have done it before, but we're going to go ahead and just talk it out and pray it out. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so the Lord has already set this up. You know, it's a setup. Hallelujah. It's a setup for eternal life. And he's already done the labor for it. All we have to do is just walk into what he has already set up. And then Romans 10 and 9 says exactly how he wants us to do it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he gives that the instructions. You know, Minister Carey was talking about the Lord giving her instructions, you know, showing her what to do, how to do, when to do. Amen. And God has given instructions on how we can be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I was just meditating on the word today and just seeing how God set up everything. And some people believe that you can lose your salvation. I honestly don't believe that we can, because it wasn't up to us to get us saved. Hallelujah. And once we're saved, we're in his hand and nobody can take us out of it. Praise God. Amen. So how you get in is you confess with your mouth, and that's saying a prayer. Hallelujah. And believing in your heart, making a choice to believe in your heart that the Lord is who he says he is. Jesus is who he says he is and who the word says he is. So let's pray a prayer together. You only need to pray this prayer once to be saved. But I'm asking you to just even pray it today, just so that you, if you find yourself in need of a rehearsal, so to speak, because it's going to come up soon where it's just going to be you and somebody else who needs to be saved. Amen. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Give me of my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I am saved, born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, the prayer that you pray doesn't have to be exactly like that, but something like that. Praise God. And right now, those who have prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and with power. Power to walk right, power to do right, power to live right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power to even know God more than you know him right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that each and every person who is listening is filled with your Holy Spirit and seal your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for it, Lord. And now we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Same phone number, 516-418-5699. Come and learn more about the Lord. Hallelujah. And if the Lord is leading you to go to another church, go. Amen. Go wherever the Lord is sending you. And everybody will be happy because we're in the same body. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So now, Minister Carey, you can give us closing remarks and closing prayer.
Yes, ma'am. I just thank the Lord for even the opportunity to even speak. I thank the Lord for his quietness. I thank the Lord for each one of you all, each one of us as one. Like you said, I just lift him up and we just continue to magnify his name. Again, all that he wants to do through us as we walk daily with him. I thank him for keeping our mind stayed on him and the thing that we have, we're looking for, that his help, his strength, again, the feeling, the words that he would have us to speak as we go into the stores, to the highways, wherever he sends us, to our family members. And I just bless the Lord today. He encouraged my heart even to step out even more. And thank you for the opportunity, Pastor Kizzy. I thank you all for all the encouragement to keep moving and not give up, keep my hope where hope is that's before us. And I just bless each one of you tonight. Now, Father, we just thank you tonight, and we just give you all praise. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us to you again. We thank you for the filling of your spirit, Father God. We thank you for strengthening us in our mind and emotions and our will, Father. Father, we lift up again those that don't know you, Father God, and we thank you for drawing them, Lord God. We thank you for comforting those that are hurt, those are in need, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your eyes upon us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for setting us apart for your purpose and your will, that your desires would be met through each and one of us, Father. Thank you for the visions that you've given each one of us, your vision, hallelujah, for those to come to know you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just drawing us. We thank you again for comfort, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. And we just bless your name tonight. Lord, we pray for each person, Lord, as we end. Sweet sleep, we thank you. You say you give your servants sweet sleep. So, Lord, we thank you for sweet sleep tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now I can almost hear people screaming this out to me because the Lord is reminding me that we want to bless you. I don't believe that you're a techie person. You probably don't even have a Cash App.
No, I don't.
Do you?
No, okay, I don't have one.
Okay, I have a solution. I have a solution. Those of you who want a Cash App, you can Cash App Gitem Radio, sign GITM Radio. And there's a comment section, and you put in the comment for Minister Carrie, and we will make sure that she gets everything that you send plus more. Amen, because we're going to bless her as well. Hallelujah. So Cash App it to $ Gitem Radio, GITM Radio. And we will make absolute sure that she does get it plus more. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, God just laid that on my heart. So apparently some of you are going to bless her. Amen. So thank you all so much. Love you all so much. Minister Carrie, excellent. Hallelujah. The Lord just to move in you tonight, and wherewith we are glad. Praise God.
Yep.
So everyone, have a blessed night. Love you all.
Y'all tell the people them, no?